Welcome to the Inquisitive Tongue. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser, and I am sitting with my favorite person in St. Pete Beach, Stanton Chevalier, the general manager of the Wharf Restaurant and Bar. Welcome, Stanton.
Hey, how's it going?
So, Stanton, tell us a little bit about the history of the Wharf. It's historical, it's beautiful, and then let's talk a little bit about the gorgeous views.
Well, we're a 100-year-old fish house. We turned into a seafood restaurant in the mid-90s. We try to cater to the locals and a lot of regulars. And, of course, in season, we do have a lot of tourists here, too.
So it's what's happened here, and I'm going to share something with you. I used to bartend here 21 years ago when I first came to town. And now there are new boat docks. There's a new patio, and there's a new private space where you can have a party. But what's amazing is they roll up the garage doors, and the water is right there. Stanton, tell us a little bit. I know a lot of the fishermen come here with their boats to eat here, especially on Fish Fry Tuesday. Tell me a little bit about all the boat captains who stop in, who have been coming in forever.
Yeah, we do have a lot of the local boat captains when they do their charters, and we have something called a hook and cook. And when they bring their customers out, they bring the fish back in deboned and filleted, and we cook it for them. So it's a pretty popular thing with the people catching, be able to eat their own fish.
So you were reopened pretty quickly after the hurricane. Tell us a little bit about how resilient the wharf has been and some of the things that were challenges for you that you now have opened even more beautifully than before.
Yeah, well, we were just freshly remodeled when the storm hit, but we had probably close to 3 foot of water here. We were closed maybe 2 or 3 weeks. We had to replace most of the equipment, and we were blessed that we didn't have much structural damage. So we were one of the first restaurants opened back up in this area.
Folks, this is Nanette Weiser for Radio St. Pete. And if you've just joined me, it's the Inquisitive Tongue. I am here with Stanton Chevalier. He is the general manager of the Wharf Waterfront Restaurant and Bar in gorgeous Paso Grill. So, Stanton, you are a Cajun boy from New Orleans. So tell us a little bit about the dishes on your menu that are inspired by your Cajun roots.
Well, we have gumbo. That's a popular one. A lot of the grouper dinners is very popular. Ahi tuna. Also, some of the seafood, not seafood items, cheeseburger, wings, and all your basic stuff also.
Lots of seafood on the menu, from mahi and grouper to crab cakes and shrimp and salmon. You are known for your peel and eat shrimp and your coconut shrimp.
Yes, that's some of the more popular items. Like you said, the coconut shrimp, the peel and eats.
And one of the things that I love is to come down here for a birthday with my little captain, my little boat captain, Tony, and have some key lime pie. Your key lime pie is a favorite, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's a good taste in pie that we are known for in this area.
Well, another thing you're known for is your Halloween party. Every year, an incredible celebration. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it is one of the bigger parties in the area. It's the Saturday before Halloween. Lots of costume contests, prizes, and it's definitely a fun time.
So when you come down here, you'll see the ceiling fans are wrapping around. The water is gorgeous. The fish are jumping. It's a gorgeous day with clouds outside. There's yellow flowers on the table. And even more fun is that Rob Tyre, yeah, Rockin' Rob Tyre is here. Live music is back. Tell us about your history with Rob.
Yeah, we're lucky enough to get Rob after the storm, and he's here Wednesday through Saturday, 6 to 9:30 every week.
You know, Rob is a favorite on the beach and a legend. So listen, folks, the Wharf Restaurant in Paso Grill, a taste of old Florida. Stanton, thank you so much for joining us on the Inquisitive Tongue.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.